Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, there's nothing like having your car totaled by a driver who was probably playing Pokemon Go to sharpen your focus on distracted driving. That's what happened to State Representative Martin Horelak, even as the Troy Republican was writing his House Bill 4466. It zeroes in on drivers and their handheld cell phones. Representative Horelak joins us now from the floor of the State House. Welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Tell us more about your accident. What happened?
Oh, well, the accident actually was happened about the time we were wrapping up drafting the first iteration of this bill. But Big Beaver Road, Troy, Michigan, sitting at a traffic light at Crooks Road, and the young lady that hit me was going about 42 miles an hour and had been very actively engaged with her handheld mobile device to the extent that she didn't realize there was stopped traffic ahead, and I was the first vehicle that she hit.
Wow, and she was playing Pokemon Go.
We believe so, she had certainly mentioned on numerous occasions that she was very actively involved with her handheld device.
What happened to your car?
Totaled.
And you were really lucky, weren't you, to get away only with a totaled car. I saw the Michigan State Police testified in support of your bill this week before the House Transportation Committee. 42 people killed because of distracted driving last year in Michigan, and that is a 50% increase from the year before.
And it's climbing, and the part of the challenge we have with getting the absolute numbers is that, you know, if the box isn't checked at the accident scene, so we believe that those numbers are actually underreporting the severity of the situation. So it's definitely and certainly anecdotally, we can certainly claim that there's a lot going on the roads other than people just driving.
Yeah. So what's in your bill?
So the bill still allows for us to use these devices when we're driving. The key is that they have to be voice activated. In other words, you can't be engaged with it visually or physically, hands on the wheel, or at least one hand on the wheel and eyes looking straight ahead. That's what we're trying to do. So therefore, you know, if you want to use your phone, it needs to be voice activated, or if you need to wake it up with one swipe, one touch, or you can start the conversation before you enter the vehicle. Passengers are not affected by this. They can still use their devices as they see fit.
And what would be the penalties if police pull someone over for using a handheld cell phone?
Sure. In reality, the first offense is probably going to be a warning, but the first time they actually write you up would be a $250 fine, no points. Second offense, $500 and a point, and then third offense, $500 and 2 points. The benefit of this is think about the other alternative, which is either a reckless or a careless driving citation. That's either 6 and 3 points, and I think that this better fits the violation that's happening as well.
So Bluetooth conversations, voice-activated conversations could continue, although doesn't the science tell us that we are just as distracted if we're talking via Bluetooth as we are if we're holding the phone?
So keep in mind that that starts with the premise that people are actually looking at the road and their hands are actually engaged with the steering wheel. So we're not even going down the road, no pun intended, we're not even going down the pathway of trying to decipher what is more or less distracted. All we're saying, we're focusing on this issue of hand engagement with the steering wheel and visual engagement with the road.
Get people off email and Facebook and Pokemon Go and Twitter and everything else they're trying to do. I'm curious, Representative, how has banning handheld devices worked out in other states? Has it made a difference in death rates?
Absolutely. In 2008, California was one of the pioneers to pass such legislation. And we know that 2 years before the statute went into effect versus 2 years after, what we saw happen is the number of deaths attributed to people that are engaged with their electronic devices. The number of distracted driving deaths went down by 47%, and number of distracted driving accidents went down by 22%. That's a pretty monumental change.
What kind of response are you getting from your fellow lawmakers? I know the bill's in committee right now before the House Transportation Committee. What are you hearing from fellow lawmakers?
So naturally, there are a lot of questions. People want to know how the bill would actually work, you know, what limitations would be placed on a driver. And once folks understand that it's just a matter of, again, getting people visually engaged with the road as opposed to some other distraction in the vehicle and hands engaged with the steering wheel, we're finding there to be support. The one thing I do want to point out is the current statute that we have right now only talks about text messaging. And at the very least, that language is incredibly outdated because of the number of things you can do on a handheld electronic device.
Trying to keep up with technology and people's behavior behind the wheel.
Indeed.
If your bill winds up being signed into law by the governor, if it gets through and becomes law, what do you hope it might mean for all of us on the roads?
Well, hopefully we can all have a safer driving experience. And again, it's not only about the driver, it's about everybody else on the road as well as the passengers. One thing I want to point out is that 2016 versus 2015, the number of deaths overall in Michigan went up by 6%. We've passed the 1,000 mark again on the wrong way. We're seeing increasing traffic crashes, accidents, and wrecks, and the increases are mostly attributable to distracted driving. So hopefully we can save some lives, save some people some money and the hassle of having to get your car fixed.
Troy Representative Martin Hoverlack, his House Bill 4466, making it illegal for Michigan drivers to use handheld cell phones. So we can keep our eye on that bill as it goes through the House. Thanks so much for your time, Representative.
Thank you.